The Reserve Bank has lifted rates again, up a quarter of 1% to 2.6%. This means your mortgage rate is now headed well through 5% pretty soon. And that's going to cause a lot of families a lot of pain. All right. And I'll tell you this, as someone who used to work in the financial world, what the Reserve Bank is doing is wrong. All right. They are stuffing this up. Now, Alan Oster, and I've asked him on because he wrote a piece in The Age this morning, saying that this could be like 1989 all over again. And for those of you who don't remember that, in 89, the Reserve Bank was raising rates to try and head off inflation. And they raised them too far and too fast. And they put the country into recession. And that recession here in Victoria lasted 5 years. We didn't come out of recession until about 1994. So is this 1989 all over again? The Reserve Bank stuffed it up back in 2008 as the global financial crisis was wreaking havoc across the world. They kept raising rates because they were obsessed about inflation. And then they had to cut them drastically when, you know, bank after bank after bank looked like going broke. Anyway, I think the Reserve Bank is doing the wrong thing here. I think they are inflicting unnecessary pain on working families who cannot afford. Remember, the Reserve Bank less than a year ago was still telling people, you know, borrow, interest rates are going to stay at emergency lows for the foreseeable future. It will all be fine. And back then, you know, interest rates, the official rate was 0.1%. Now it's 2.6%. The Reserve Bank is stuffing up. They risk putting us into recession in their silly quest to try and reduce inflation. And most of that inflation is being caused by overseas external events, like Russia invading Ukraine, for example. Anyway, more on that in a moment, but I can't say this often enough. The Reserve Bank has lots of very clever people, lots of pointy-headed economists with, you know, dozens of degrees and all that sort of thing. But quite often they get it wrong. And when they get it wrong, they do so to the detriment of working families across Australia.